We think that the best professors in the world will be teaching thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of students.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Alex Tabarrok of Marginal Revolution. He's a professor of economics at George Mason University. Alex, thanks for speaking with us. You have just started Marginal Revolution University. Tell us what you're offering online.
So we're going to have a whole online education platform, but our first course is going to be on development economics. An entire course on development economics taught in less than half the time, available for free to the entire world.
So, and when you say it's an entire course, it's lectures and interaction with professors, or how does that work?
So it's video-based. It'll be very similar to Khan Academy. Mm-hmm. So no talking heads, and so you won't see our faces all of the time. But you'll be getting full information, a full course in that sense.
Right. And what do you hope? I mean, obviously, online education is big and growing, but so are questions about the cost efficiency of higher education. You're offering this online for free. What are you hoping to kind of accomplish with Marginal Revolution University?
So I think there's two things. First of all, the entire world is in need of more education, and there's going to be over 1 billion new students in the next few years. So we think that in just the same way that lots of people in Africa have leapt to cell phones instead of to landlines, leaped that technological border, we think they can do the same thing with online education. So that's one market. The other kind of market is here in the United States. As you've pointed out, the cost of education is going way up. And we think that the online tools are going to allow people, including us, to do it not just at a lower monetary cost, but at a lower time cost as well. You don't have to pay for parking for our class or look for a space.
But what people pay for a lot in education is the diploma. So, you know, is there a diploma, and will people value, say, a diploma from Marginal Revolution University? You graduate Phi Beta Kappa, summa cum laude, whatever, but if you didn't pay for it, will people value the experience or even the knowledge you gave?
I think there's definitely people will value a credential, absolutely. So there's a large part of education is credentialism. We hope to move into that. This is the first step.
Right.
And we think that this tool could be used. We don't think this is going to end universities. We think universities are going to be around for a long time. And what we've done with our first course at Marginal Revolution University is develop chunks. So professors will be able to use parts of this in their own courses. You know, grab a section and say, watch this for homework, and then we'll talk more about it in class. So we see this as complementary to a regular education as well as a substitute.
Talk a little bit. I mean, you write about higher education and, you know, the higher education bubble, which I think everybody admits that there's an inflated, you know, cost, but also kind of population in higher education because of various factors. What do you see as the future of higher education? Is it going to be a kind of admixture of free online stuff, you know, traditional credentials, residency programs? Where do you see higher education kind of going over the next 5 or 10 years?
You know, I think what's going to happen is, I use Michael Sandel as a key example. You know, he taught his class on philosophy, taught it on PBS, taught it to, you know, 100,000 students. And I think that model of the world's best professors are going to teach more students. And instead of having every university, you know, an adjunct professor teaching principles of economics or teaching development economics, it's going to be more of a winner-take-all market. Mm-hmm. So this is a case where leverage really matters. So we think that the best professors in the world will be teaching thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of students around the world. So it'd be much more hierarchical, winner-take-all kind of market.
But what's going to be the second, third, fourth course that you offer online?
A lot of it depends upon demand. So we're going to see what people are interested in and take it from there.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking with Reason TV, Alex Tabarrok. I don't know, are you the provost of Marginal Revolution University or the president or co-president? And also, of course, of George Mason Economics Department in Virginia. Alex, thanks for talking to us.
Good talking with you.
For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.